Okay, we're back again with Brianna, and we wanted to have a little bit of a discussion on three indicators of unsafe love. And this might seem confusing, and that's why we have the expert here to talk about it. And so, Brianna, the first thing we have here to talk about is
hypersexualized behavior.
Tell me more about that. What does it mean?
So let's first talk a little bit about what I mean when I say unsafe love. And I think things can show up in relationships that might feel really, really good at times.
How you doing?
But ultimately, they're not actually providing emotional safety or sometimes even physical safety. And so one of the first things I see and what you said was hypersexualized behavior. So I do think this shows up more with the male to female, like men longing to like have sex with women.
Yeah, baby.
And it can feel really good for women to be desired and to be just praised for our femininity or our attributes, our physical attributes, making comments about our bodies and, man, girl, I can't wait, or, you know, whatever it is.
God, you are so beautiful.
So on the one hand, it could feel really, really good for a woman, but it's short-lived, because really what's going on here, two things. Either this man truly just wants to have a sexual connection, and that's it, or they're longing for a deeper connection, but they actually don't know how to have it. And the way that they know how to connect with people is through sex. So either of those realms are unsafe if the person is longing for emotional connection. If you are an adult of age and you are saying all you want is a physical connection, have at it.
Do what you want.
Right? Like, I'm not here to judge, whatever, if that's what you want. But if you're longing for connection, intimacy, emotional safety.
Yes, I want it all.
And you catch the bait of this, then it's gonna lead to a lot of hurt and a lot of pain, and probably a feeling of, what's wrong with me? Why don't they want me? Why couldn't I convince them to date me? Well, no, they only ever wanted this, right? Or they actually don't know how to connect on a deeper level. And it's very sad for them, but it's very unsafe. So they need to go do some work to figure out how to emotionally connect with people. The other side of that coin is women and men. This one, I think we have to not present ourselves in a hypersexualized way if we are longing for a deeper connection. And this goes both ways.
So you shouldn't be like dressing like a streetwalker or a prostitute or something?
Correct.
Huh, you're a real hooker.
That's weird.
And I share this with no judgment. Like, if you are of age, older than 18, and you want to dress in certain ways, have at it. But you have to remember, then what you're going to be putting out is a hypersexualized behavior, and that's what you're going to attract back. If you're going out with your girlfriends and you want to show your legs and your cleavage, I don't care. Do what you want. But if your intention is to go try to find a quality dating partner that night, that's not the vibe you're going to get back. And with men, if you're only talking about your physicality, but you want a quality woman, that's not going to happen, right? You're connecting over physical looks and sex. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just stating that if you want something different, then hypersexualized behavior is an unsafe movement for you.
So it's almost like one part of an orchestra. Like, hypersexualized is fine given the right context.
Yes.
Or given the right portion of the party, let's say. And if you're wanting a full orchestra, you need all the other parts.
Yes.
To make it a cohesive song or piece of music.
Yeah. And something else, if I can add, I think the issue is a lot of women over than men will say they're fine with just having sex, but they're not. And that's where I find it the issue. If you truly just want to go have a good time, I don't care. I don't care what you do. But I'm here to tell you that if you're pretending you don't want to just have sex, but you're engaging in that behavior, then you're not going to get the full orchestra.
So the other part that you have here is declares his love or her love, I imagine. too quickly.
Yes. So again, on the one hand, that can feel really good. You just meet somebody and they're saying all these praises to you and they're talking about the future with you and I can't wait and this and this. And really, that's very unsafe because you guys are strangers. How does this person know you? How does this person know your heart? And they're declaring all these love and these beautiful words to a stranger. So they're literally just words. I think in these situations, someone's just in love with being in love, right? They're longing for connection, which is a beautiful thing. That's not a bad thing. But we cannot jump too fast into it because then they don't even know my heart. How could they be saying all these things when they don't know my heart? So even though it feels really good to be admired and to be desired, there's a big difference of being pursued and to be frantically declaring your love for someone before you truly know them.
I want to be on you.
Yeah, that makes tons of sense. Okay, last one. Says all the loving things, but his or her behaviors don't follow.
Yes.
Love bombing.
Yes. Well, and I think the sometimes the love bombing can even be that the thing I just talked about too,
where declaring
you're just
quickly.
Yeah, declaring too quickly and it's just so intense. But the love bombing also can be you say all the right things and your actions do not follow suit. So again, this can be so, feels so good. A male or a female, right? This goes either way, is finally telling you all the things you want to hear. And it feels so good for your heart, your body, your mind. And then there's no action that comes with it. There's no, do you want to go on a date with me? There's no carving out time to see each other. There's no forms of commitment. So really, it's a carrot that we're just keeping someone there because it feels so good. And again, I can't pretend to know what someone's motivation is. They might be wanting connection and this is all they can give. But just for someone receiving it, it's not safe. I much rather have someone show up consistently. Early on, show up consistently. Write me when they say they're going to write me. Be present on a date when they say they're going to be present on a date. Then tell me all these loving things and saying all the right things. And we're going to make such beautiful babies. And, you know, so it's just not safe.
Yeah, that makes tons of sense. I've had situations with clients where they would meet people and they would say and do all the right things. And really, it was just to be used. It was used as a manipulation tactic.
Yeah. And that's kind of the too quickly,
yeah.
Right? Because if it's too quick, it's not safe. The best way that we get to protect ourselves is giving relationships some time. And I can't declare a certain time, if that's 3 months, 6 months, a year, but you have to have time to see what people's behaviors are and how they're going to show up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And in different settings. If you only see someone at your house watching Netflix, you're not going to get a clear idea of how they show up in real life.
Well, that might be how they show up in real life.
Yeah, there you go. right?
Just Netflix and chill, right?
Yep.
That's it.
Oh my gosh. That is another unsafe thing, that if people don't prioritize dating and they just minimize it to hanging out, it's unsafe. Right. And there could be a wide range of what's leading to that. Is someone struggling with depression? Maybe. Do they have anxieties? Maybe. Are they struggling financially? Maybe. But if someone isn't willing to put the effort into like dating you, think about what that relationship's going to look like. And so if someone is struggling with depression, maybe they need to go see a mental health therapist and work on that depression before they can give up themselves in a relationship. And dating does not have to be costly. Ask someone to go on a walk. Ask someone to do a picnic together. Go on a hike together, right? There's free things that we can do rather than you want to come over and chill? Get out of here. I can't do that.
Oh, that's funny.
And also, too, this is where if you set your standards and someone isn't about it, then you know it's unsafe. I had before I met my husband, I was interacting, dating, it was chaotic and it only took 2 weeks and I was like, this is chaotic. But second date, you want to come over and watch Netflix? And I said, no, if you're going to date me, we need to date. And the relationship ended, right? And so the way to combat unsafe love is by holding true to what you need and having boundaries. And if a guy sends you a text message, hey, can I have a pic? No. Right? No. And then if they're done, good. Now I got rid of someone that was unsafe. Right?
As a plug that we're not getting any benefit from, the book Boundaries might be helpful.
I actually haven't read that. Who's it
you
from?
Read that? By Cloud and Townsend?
Maybe that will be my next Audible.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good book.
I will.
But it's exactly right. It's on point with having boundaries.
Yes. Yeah, boundaries are the best way that you get to protect yourself, too, especially with new people.
How would you describe boundaries so people are clear? Is that like just hard line brick walls that come up, or like what does that look like for you?
I think boundaries are way different at the beginning of relationships than like established relationships and how we handle them. So at the beginning of a relationship, I might need to have more stricter boundaries or how I handle them. So again, boundaries could be like, someone's not going to pick me up at my house, right? We're going to meet in a public place.
Like on the first day or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Because these boundaries are what's going to help you stay emotionally safe and frankly, physically safe. And this could be for male or female, right? We can't just make assumptions that women are only the victims of these unsafe behaviors.
Just most of the time.
Yeah. Maybe. Most of the time. We're smaller, right? Like just there's things that lead into that. But so by having these boundaries, like I'll see you in a public place, like, no, I'm not going to go to your house. If someone's not okay with that, then they're probably not a safe person. If a man gets mad at you because he can't come pick you up, I don't want to go out with that man. So if you have boundaries, you're actually keeping yourself more safe. Boundaries in an established relationship, I think it goes way deeper than just black and white, and it's deeper in communication and talking to your partner. So that's way different. I think boundaries early on with dating need to be very black and white of how you're keeping yourself safe.
That makes tons of sense, yeah. I think a way I've thought about it with boundaries in more committed relationships like marriage and so forth is more permeable because there just has to be flexibility
as
life changes.
Yeah. And sometimes we get rigid, and usually in long-term relationships, it's not about the content of the fight. It's about these deeper emotional needs. So if we only talk about physical boundaries, we're actually missing the emotional needs behind them. So that's why I said it's different between a new relationship compared to, as you were saying, like a deeper relationship where if my husband was coming home late and he doesn't, because he's out with friends and I'm like, I need to hold to this boundary. It's not okay that you're not coming home on time. Well, now we're just fighting. But if I actually went on the inside and started exploring, well, what feels so unsafe for me about this? I feel like my husband's not prioritizing me. I feel scared. I don't know about what's going on with my husband's safety. I've had traumas in the past where people cheated on me and I'm frantic. So we actually need to be talking about those things rather than just, you need to be home when you say you're going to be home. If we only focus on the boundary, we might miss things. And boundaries are very important. Like there might be something we need to talk about with our spouse of this feel like, I do need you to come home when you say you're going to come home. But again, I don't think you can have the boundary in a safe relationship without the emotional context. In a new relationship, you don't need to give the emotional meaning behind it because they're a stranger.
That makes sense.
And they haven't earned the right to hold that emotional space for us.
There's a lot there.
Oh, there's a lot there, especially when it comes to the emotional stuff and boundaries later on.
Yeah. Well, cool. Thanks for sharing the indicators of unsafe love.
Yes.
And a little extra at the end on boundaries.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps up another episode of the Voyage Cast. We hope we put a smile on your face and maybe taught you a few things along the way. Remember to stay tuned for additional life-changing content. We aim to please, truly. Also, if you do like our episodes and you do like what we got going on, be sure to give us a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And if you're feeling a little extra generous, be sure to join our Patreon. Thanks so much.